recordings have started.
Thank you. Edmund, would you like a quick roll call on this call?
Yeah, I think that'll be great.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's IDN call on Wednesday, the 9th of December, we have Edmund Chung, Avery Doria, Chuck Gomes, Eric Brunner-Williams. From staff, we have myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and Julie Headland has just joined. And apologies, we have Steve Del Bianco, Adrian Kinderis, and Stefan van Helder. If I could please remind you also, please to state your names when speaking. This is for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. Okay, so I think there's been, there continues to be quite some discussion on the list. This is, I think, the main discussion I want to have was just following from last week, and specifically on the issue of confusingly similar TLD string, and what the possible next step might be. Essentially that's the main discussion. Could be pretty short if we just basically say we would move this whole discussion back to the council. So I guess the first question is on the topic itself, whether this is the group to talk about, and also is there any specific while I understand that this might not be, as Chuck has mentioned last time, might not be an IDN only issue, but you know, the questions are, should there be a different process for this, and are these considerations, does it make sense to have considerations for IDN GTLD specifically, because we are anticipating, well, at least I think we would be anticipating more and more of these in the future, because today we have the existing ASCII GTLDs, but in the future there will be many more ASCII GTLDs who would be looking into, who may be having the same issue. So on those few items, I didn't really have any. I had the three items, but I didn't really have any particular order to that. I think we can just open it up for discussion. So,
before we, am I hearing nothing, or am I? Did I fall off the call?
Oh, Aubrey, can you hear us?
It doesn't seem to. She can, Chuck.
Yeah. So it didn't sound like she heard what was being said. So let's see.
Sorry. Avery's just disconnected. I'm sure that she'll be dialing in again. She was actually online.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Edmund, what I was going to ask before we start the agenda that you proposed, where are we at on, I mean, are we at a stage where it is fruitless to continue to consider any sort of IDN GTLD fast track? That was the original reason for this group. It sounds like Aubrey's back. Are you back, Aubrey?
Yeah, I'm back. I was there the longest time, and it was silent, and all of a sudden it occurred to me you guys must have started, so I hung up and tried again.
Yeah, you know what? We could hear you on something, but you couldn't hear us, so I'm not sure what was going on.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Edmund, my question is that that was the, I think, the original issue that this group was formed to discuss, and possibly to create a charter for that. But it's not on our agenda today, and I'm not advocating one way or the other. If there's not reasonable feelings in this group that there's anything worthwhile of pursuing some sort of a fast track, you know, we can come to that conclusion. I'm just curious as to where we're at. So if you may want to add that on the bottom of the agenda or wherever you like.
Sure. I guess that was brought up as a discussion, the way that I guess I added the note in the email that was sent. Perhaps we can talk about that particular note to start with. I think at least, you know, the IDN GTLD, at least Fast Track, was one of the premise of the discussion for sure. But it was more so, I guess my impression overall was that the basic premise of the group was to follow up with the resolutions on trying to minimize the time lag between the introduction of IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. And, you know, if there are situations where introduction of IDN GTLDs may be, you know, impeded, like this issue of confusingly similar strings, then, you know, it may be an item of interest to further the discussion as well. IDN GTLD Fast Track, it was definitely one of the things that was originally suggested, and one of the suggestions, but that might not be the only way to at least address the issue of the time lag between introduction of IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. That's sort of what I think. I guess others can.
This is Chuck again, and I read your message and understand your point, and I understood it when I read it. So one of the things you're suggesting is that maybe the broader purpose for this particular group is to minimize the gap between IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. And if we accept that as the broader mission, then anything that helps to do that would fit into our objective. Am I understanding you correctly?
Correct.
That's good. That's fine.
Where my head is, like.
I'm curious as to where others' heads are on that. I'm okay with that. I don't have any objection to that.
Anyone else want to add?
Well, yes. I'll wait for Alfred.
I was being silent.
Okay.
So you may wait a long time, Eric.
Okay. For my money, this is Eric for the transcript. For my money, the first question is to find out whether or not the no harm language still applies. That is the statements of the council that no harm from no disadvantage, excuse me. Come about due to the difference in offerings of the IDN inventories from the CCs as well as from the Gs. So if we accept that language is still operative, then as Chuck said, most anything that helps us describe and perhaps reduce the inherent delays between the two, that is to manage the creation of disadvantage, is within the scope of this working group.
And this is Chuck. Like I said on our last call, I haven't seen anything in the GNSO that changed our position. The fact that the IDN CCTLDs are moving forward doesn't really, I think, change our position. So I think that's still the same. Aubrey, have you seen anything that changes that position?
No. I mean, I think it nullifies it.
Yeah,
I think, you know, the GNSO having said, you know, as close as possible, and if not as close as possible, with discussion and agreement between us, I paraphrased badly, I'm sure, is obviously not the operational condition we're in. You know, they're going full steam ahead, and the GTLDs are still in a halted state. I mean, or perhaps not completely halted, but moving along slowly. I think in terms of this group, you know, I still don't know, for example, personally or NCSG-wise, whether, you know, we think that a fast track should happen and whether the threat, the risk of it slowing down other things is sufficiently substantial to stop it. Obviously, like in everything, there is a risk, but it may be low probability and low danger, in which case it's not a risk worth worrying about. So I think that is a council question. When you get right down to it, that this group, and it's not even a working group yet as far as I know, it's a drafting team for a charter, is for people who want to propose a charter that sort of says what you were saying, how do we reduce the gap? Now, when it gets to the council gets to say, nope, doing anything to, for one, you know, hurts the rest of us, and enough of us think so that we do not charter the group, or there's enough people that say the risk is sufficiently low that, yes, we charter the group, and this is good work you propose to do. So I think it's quite reasonable for this group. We've talked through a lot of issues. None of them have been really resolved, and those are all good fodder for proposing a working group. As I say, I don't know personally where I stand in favor of such a charter when it's written, nor where the NCSG stands on that, but it certainly seems worth it for those who think that something should really be done to propose what it is they think should really be done, get it on the table, and let people talk about something concrete.
Right. This is Edmund, and I guess today, speaking about, you know, what will be done, I think this the joint CCTLD and GTLD group also came out of the discussion from this group, so that was sort of when I've come that you know, a concrete thing was created and the council accepted. And I guess one of the things that seems to be coming up, and this ties back to the premise that I think this group should have, is to, you know, if we identify issues that might impede the introduction of IDN GTLDs, then we should propose things to do to clear the way for its introduction. And one of the things that seems to have been identified again, is the issue of confusing a similar GTLD string and the application to which, although it might not be IDN only, then I mean the possible next step would be, as just suggested, is for this group to suggest a resolution to council to either create a group to address that issue, or, you know, just really send it back to staff and say, you know, this is one of an issue to be addressed in the EAG.
So maybe one of this is Chuck again, maybe one of the fundamental questions we need to try and reach consensus on is should we develop a charter then, a proposed charter for a working group that would attempt to come up with ways in which we can minimize the gap between IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. Is that where we should be headed? Is that where we want to head? I guess it's whether it should or want, or I don't know that matters. If there's a group that wants to work on that, I think that's okay. And ultimately, the council can decide based on the input from the various stakeholder groups and other groups whether to go that route.
Sure. This is Edmund again. I guess my question is a little bit different. Rather than, you know, going so broad, perhaps to consider whether a working group should be formed to specifically look at the issue of confusing similar TLD strings, applying for confusingly similar strings. field eastern.
Just focusing on that one issue is what you're saying. Is that right?
Right. That seems to be a more fruitful. That seems to be might be a more fruitful discussion or a fruitful charter for to be considered at this point. Because yes, I think we considered different ways to minimize the time lag as a overall a larger goal, but I don't think we have reached the point where we could make a charter to actually do that. But it seems to me that we have enough stuff to consider creating a charter for addressing the issue of confusingly similar fields, applying for them.
Well, I'll be curious to this is Chuck again. I'll be curious to hear what Eric and Aubrey think, but I'm not sure that as important as I think that one issue is, I'm not sure it justifies a working group just to deal with that issue.
Well,
okay.
I'll go. This is Eric. I think
what did you say, Eric?
I said I'll go first this time.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
The confusingly similar, or the intentional, as I understand it, we've been discussing the problem or the example, the hypothetical of a single applicant bringing two or more applications which form a string contention set as defined by the ICANN evaluation process. That is, if we use the SWORD algorithm for two or more strings brought by a single applicant, we find that they form a contention set. If that is the correct statement of the problem, Edmund, feel free to tell me if it's not.
Well,
seems
that
like
and
disturbing.
Also existing,
right.
Existing.
Yes, well, the existing string, of course, is already present in the root. Well, as I was trying to describe in last week's call and an email on the subject, the issue of a single applicant signaling to the evaluation process that it is bringing multiple applications for strings which form a contention set and which the applicant desires not be treated as one of the set barring all others of the set from being considered and perhaps delegated to the root, assuming everything else works out. That's a problem that is not inherent. It is not restricted to IDNs. It's rather a specific instance of trying to signal between the applicants and the evaluators that there's some information that presently is not captured by the evaluation process. So that, it seems to me, even though it arises from or it arose from this discussion about IDNs, is actually a general problem of evaluating independently with no dependent knowledge, no communications between applications as they're evaluated, a more general problem in the evaluation process. So it arises from IDNs, but it's really general to the evaluation process. So that's my take on the similar strings problem, which is probably incorrect.
No, I don't think anybody disagrees with that observation. In fact, I specifically stated that.
Right. So now let me answer the question F, which was, do I think that this particular team or group, this call, this email list, should write a charter around a specific purpose such as the similar strings? And my answer to that is I think that abandons the assumption that there should be no harm produced by the lack of simultaneous or near simultaneous introduction of IDNs between the CC regime and the G regime. So if we're attempting to manage the harm created, or the disadvantage created, I'm sorry, if we're trying to manage the harm, the damage that is, the disadvantage that is being created continuously as the Gs and the CCs differ in time for their introduction of IDN inventories, that is a much larger problem than string similarity within any two G applications for an IDN or for a non-IDN. So I'd like to see, my personal view is the charter should attempt the larger problem, which is to manage the creation of disadvantage.
Sure. I think you know, we can definitely attempt a charter like that, and I think that that's the same point that Chuck made.
Yes, it is.
And right, and I guess my question is, what about this issue? Do we now do we even take it back to the council or not, or should that be a completely independent discussion from this group? We've identified this issue. Do we do more on it?
We've identified another instance of this kind of issue, that is, of two applications from a single applicant sharing a property, that is, the applicant, which is being not captured by the evaluation process. Mm-hmm. And that is the technical provider information. We have applications being considered independently with the same technical provider, and that is wasteful, or it adds cost. And just because we think about one problem doesn't mean that that's the only instance of the kind of problem that we can find and cause. Well, we can ask the council, are they interested in communicating to staff that DAG V4 should be modified from DAG V3 on this specific issue or this specific issue in order to address the deficiencies that we've identified in the evaluation process.
Okay, but this the difference here is that there is a pretty strong statement in the recommendation, and we probably need an interpretation of that if we want to go down this road. We want a pretty clear clarification of that for the specific issue. For the issue of technical provider, that there isn't any particular recommendation that staff might have difficulty sort of operating on.
Well, actually, staff had the proposal out in the in early 2008, and then in the middle of 2008, staff announced that ICANN made a business decision to drop pursuing the qualified technical backend and registry backend provider proposal. And as we look at the possibility that evaluating the technical provider portion of an application may be, a third of the total cost of evaluating an application. I'm just guessing because Kurt hasn't replied with my request for his guesses. If there's 100 applications, or if there's several hundred applications, if a third of the time that is spent on them is wasted, that's a significant waste, a significant non-necessary cost.
This is Chuck again. I think we have to be careful about mixing two related but different issues. One of them is the efficiency of the evaluation process, which I think you're talking about right now, Eric.
Yes, I am, Chuck, and I appreciate that we can accept the inefficiency.
Well, I'm not advocating for. I'm on the same page as you in terms of efficiency, I think. So, but I think that's a very different issue than the fact that the evaluation process may, as at least it's been described so far, fail to recognize situations, regardless of the efficiency issue, that may or may not be intended by the recommendation from the GNSO, depending on which one of us evaluates it.
Yes, this is true.
And so I think because they're very different, even though related, that it's better that we keep those separate. Now, there's nothing to prevent this group from going back if the group wants to and identifying the two issues, but I would do that as separate issues, not as one issue.
Hi, this is Aubrey. Can I interject some stuff?
I was hoping you would.
Likewise.
Okay, I decided to listen for a while instead of exercise my too much talking attribute.
I think, perhaps I'm getting confused, I think I'm hearing a whole bunch of different stuff. First of all, there's the whole IDNG fast track, which is kind of what this group was supposed to think about a charter of, and that's something that might have a policy implication. I think in terms of coming up with any charters for working groups, one needs to be coming up with a charter for a working group that has a policy implication. I don't think that the efficiency of implementation is necessarily one. I don't think that the issue of there's no space to indicate on the form that, you know, several different applications should be seen as part of a set. I think those are interesting points that should be pointed out to the DAG writers, and, you know, and they should certainly know about them. I don't really know that there's anything for, you know, the GNSO to do about them, unless you think that the GNSO and a working group should come up with an implementation guideline for these things. And I just don't see that is, you know, obviously I don't know, would be high in the priority. Now, on one of the things, when you were talking about the issue of the contention set plus the contention with existing, which isn't properly a contention set, but is something similar to a contention set issue, there are perhaps policy considerations, not in the fact of flagging it, but in how you deal with that. You know, the things that I started thinking about is assuming that similarity is good in a contention set that is controlled by one applicant. Well, how do you indicate that it's actually similar enough? Or perhaps that is a bogus notion. I really don't know. I just started thinking about it today. But basically, once you get into those, if you've got a contention set of five and there's an external person that has another member of that contention set, well, what does that mean, and how is that decided? How is that looked at? Those questions seem to start bumping up into some possible policy issues. They're still not specifically IDN fast track issues, so I think you'd have to go to the council and say, hey, you know, while talking about IDN fast track, we also saw these other problems that we kind of like to, you know, work on some more, but we figured we ought to tell you about. And in terms of this particular group, I think Edmund is right. The group has already had, a drafting team has already had one success, which was drafting the JIG charter. Does this group see an opportunity to draft another charter, which is some form of IDN fast track? I think if it can't, then either it does do that or it doesn't, but then this drafting team is sort of done. And perhaps getting blessing for this drafting team to continue working on the other problem, which is a very interesting problem, is a reasonable thing. I guess that's my 3 cents.
One question, Avery, and also to Chuck and Edmund. Whatever became of the JIG?
It's just starting, as far as I can tell. It was waiting for the CNSO to finish.
Right, and it was waiting for the staff report on those two issues, and I haven't caught up with that. So I think the group is looking at the report right now that came out from staff and see if there's, you know, what the other things that we need to do about that report, and also there were a couple of other items that were identified as common interest items. So from there.
And this is Chuck, and the staff report actually spent a lot of time on two of the issues that the JIG is considering. And so you probably haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I had sent you a message, Edmund, just getting your opinion before the council meeting, because this will probably be talked about, as to how the JIG may consider the staff report and the suggestions that they make in that report on variance and on single and two character names.
Right. I did get your email. I haven't had a chance to.
That's okay. The jig, and my understanding, in case those on this call aren't aware of it, is that the in a status report from Olga is that the CCNSO is about to select a co-chair for the jig. So,
Chuck, who's the co-chair for the jig from the GNSO?
I think it's Edmund, is it not, Edmund?
That's what I think. I think so. Okay, so back to this particular question, I guess it seems like what I'm hearing is that we should at the next council meeting we should bring out the issue of confusing similar string and ask the council whether this group should create ask the council what the next steps are. Seems like we don't really want to discuss what the next steps are, but that the council discuss what the next steps are. And one of the possibilities might be just to tell the staff that this is an issue. The other might be to say, we form a new group to look into this. And if we do look into forming a new group, then whether this group should come up could help come up with a charter. Does that summarize?
This is Chuck. Let me jump in from my council role from that perspective. And first of all, I think asking the council to make a decision, you've got to give them enough of something that they can make a rational decision on. So I think it would be incumbent upon this group to work together to develop a concise statement of the problem we've identified, maybe with even containing various ways of looking at the problem, but one that we're all comfortable with that we give to the council. Otherwise, it's going to be very hard for the council, I think, to make a decision because they're not going to be tuned into the problem like we are. And by the way, Aubrey, I thought you what you shared really hit the nail on the head pretty well. And so, if there is the possibility, whether it be this working group or some other one, that the council decides to further examine this issue, but we need to clearly articulate what the issue is, what the problems are that we've identified, so that the council can hopefully make a rational decision on that. So I guess what I'm saying is that what would be good for us in that regard in the next few days or weeks, whatever it takes us, to try and come up with a draft, a statement that we would all be comfortable with submitting to the council. And I think we're past the time where we can get that done before the 17 December council meeting, but there is a council meeting on 7 January that we could shoot for.
Okay, I guess I want to echo Jeff's comment. I think I totally agree with your analysis earlier on. But on this particular issue, my question is even whether people want to talk about drafting any statement because we've spent the last 40 minutes on the topic, and it seems like we keep getting distracted. That might be an issue because our main thought is on IDN's detailed needs. So that's really the question. I don't know whether right now punting it back to the council to just clear the way and I guess my next point is that if we just pass this back to the council, then I seem to hear it loud and clear is that I think we will draft another version of the charter for IDN GTLD fast track and just talk about it. If we can't come into any conclusion, then we should wrap this whole discussion up.
Hi, this is Avery. I pretty much agree. I think, though, that this other issue that we've gotten totally distracted by is really an important one for the council to have seen, heard about, and think about. What happens next with it is another thing. But there's obviously an issue here. There's obviously application intents. There's obviously, you know, a hole in the process that all of us don't think has been thought about enough, and we all think about differently. So I didn't think it should be dropped on the floor. I really do think what Chuck said, and whether it's, you know, for the 7th, just sort of a statement of, we went down this dark alley, and these are the things we saw in that alley, and, you know, at some point you guys may want to send some people to investigate and do that so that it's not lost. And then yes, you're right. Come up with a charter. The people that wanted to do IDN, GTLD fast track, you know, put it on the line. Say, yep, we want to do it. These are the issues. You know, this is what we want the charter to say. Bless it, or, you know, don't. But put us out of our misery.
And if in our, this is Chuck again. If our paper to the, and I'm thinking of a short paper, but a paper to the council identifies the problem well enough, that becomes the basis for the task that any possible working group would form. And so...
This is on the confusing similar issue you were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because I think Aubrey's right. This is an issue that has possible policy implications, and so it does fit. If we're right on that, then it does fit the category of the need for a working group. But again, for the council to be able to make some sort of a decision on this, they need to understand the problem. So I think it would be good use of our time on our list in the next few days to maybe just start off brainstorming, okay, what are the elements of the problem? I've heard some good articulation of that on this call. Eric, you made a statement that I thought, you know, there are situations that the current guidebook doesn't really address. What are the questions that need to be answered? And probably all of us can contribute to those just in a email brainstorming session. And then it'll be a matter of, you know, one or two of us, you know, pulling that together into a draft and then getting some concurrence from the rest of the team members.
Hi, this is Aubrey. Can I offer sort of a counter suggestion?
Sure.
I think we've already had the brainstorming. I think we've been brainstorming about this, and I think that's one of the things that Edmund said. It's been distracting us for the last week or so. I think if one of us were to take a first crack at actually writing it down, and then we basically did a text edit, you know, someone were to, and I'm not volunteering, someone were to take a crack at basically explaining this issue in simple language, you know, and getting it down there, then we could go from that. And we could sort of stop discussing it until we had seen how well it could be captured. The only reason I say I'm not volunteering is because I've got free writing things that people are already yelling me to finish. So, but, and because to continue talking about it now, I think we've pretty much talked it through other than, you know, we've gotten totally lost in this alley. We know what's in there. And you know, it's a long discussion to take it further. So my suggestion would be if one of us is willing to take a crack at writing it up, and then we can just do edit passes on that with the full group to get it to where it's a coherent statement.
And by the way, Aubrey, it's Chuck again. I support that totally if we can find somebody to do it. I have to be careful about volunteering, too, because of my workload. But I wasn't suggesting that we start discussing it when I said brainstorming. I was talking about, okay, what are the ideas that we probably already mentioned? Let's pull them together. And if one person can do that, and then the rest of us can chime into that, that's a great approach, in my opinion.
Chuck, this is Eric. I thought you meant me when you, but then when you said simple, then I knew you were speaking about someone else.
Well, Eric, if you make it more complicated, we can simplify it. So if you are volunteering,
sure.
Yeah, you do your best to be simple, and then we'll make it simpler.
Okay.
Because we are simple. No, that's a good approach.
Actually, we're not, but there are others who are.
Yeah, and we need to keep it at. We can work that part out. That's just a matter of cleaning it up. If you're willing to draft the main points, the main questions that have been raised in our discussions and so forth, I think we can work the clean up the document to satisfy the needs of the council. And
on the confusingly similar question.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's great.
Right, and I think what recommends you also is you were the one that used proper terminology, like contention set and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
darn.
As much as possible, where you can use the common terminology with the DAG that makes it understandable, I think that's useful.
That's excellent, and that's one of the things that caught my attention, Eric, when you said this whole idea of the contention set. That resonated with me, and I think it will with the broader community as we move this forward.
Yeah, and it goes to the policy issue of whether or not there's a single winner in a contention set, regardless of the mechanism used to allocate, to decide who the winner is. Right now, it's a contention set has only one survivor, and we're making the claim that there should at least be two, possibly more.
Okay.
Edmund, you've been quiet while we've all been talking. Where are you at on all this?
It's great. I mean, that Eric is taking is volunteering for it. I guess there are two things I want to say. One is that as we go down this path, these four of us here talking, because Eric will be proposing it, I want to make sure that I'm guessing that people would again be a bit confused, as in, you know, is this the IDNG CLD fast track issue that we're talking about, and try to and be confused about that. We should just clarify to people that this is a slightly separate thread. And then I guess my job is in the next couple of days is to try to come up with actual statements of the charter for a IDNG CLD track, whether it's fast or not, and we'll get on that.
And Chuck, this is Chuck again, and I thought Avery said it pretty well, that this is the way you said it. I like Avery in that you said, you know, in our work in looking at a fast track or however we want to word it, you know, we came across this issue that we want to bring to the council of the attention. That's a separate issue.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's really it for today.
We decided stuff. We actually decided
yeah.
stuff.
That's right. Now, it's Chuck again, and it seems to me that assuming that we're able to make some progress in the next 7 days, that it probably would be helpful to have a call again next week, but it'd sure be good if we could get a couple people that haven't been able to participate on this that in some cases have had differing views, so that we get their perspective as well, and so that they hopefully will understand what we're doing.
It would probably also be good, since there's so few of us on this call, for somebody like our chair to sort of write up, you know, what we decided as the two actions coming out of this, so, you know, they know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll summarize. It should be pretty simple that we're doing these two things, and you know, Eric is volunteered for the contention set discussion, and I'll get on with this charter that we're supposed to be working on.
And then if there's contention on the list about, well, why are you doing these two things, I think those are the rest of us that are, you know, participated in getting here can chime in and say the same things we said here.
Agreed.
Cool. So I think that sort of brings us to wrap for today.
Way cool.
And so is there going to be a doodle for next week? Maybe we start off with the same time and see if, like, Stefan and Adrian might be available next week. If not, my suggestion would be we try some other times to try and see if we can fit them in. If we can't, we can't. But
is this a regular registrar thing they've got?
I don't know.
Are we running up against a regular registrar meeting?
It's definitely not weekly. If it's a regular registrar thing, but because this time was chosen by a previous doodle, and I sort of suggested the same time of the week, but this time it coincided with the registrar.
Well, let's first find out whether that's available for them next week, and then
I'll,
we can go from there.
Right, I'll ask Glenn to get go forward with a doodle and try to figure out the time for calling.
Well, Gisela, are you still on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've provisionally got this time penciled in for next week just because I need to just make sure that you have a slot with the number of doodles and calls we've got at the moment. So I've provisionally got this time in, but I'm very happy to send out a doodle. Would you like next Wednesday and see what available slots we've got?
Well, let's, first of all, I think it's best for us, first of all, to find out, will this slot work? It looks okay to me for next week. I already kind of penciled it in for me. I don't know what others have done. But we really need to find out whether it works for those that haven't been able to make any of our calls. So why don't we, do people agree with that? Let's check to see if they're available next week at this time.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then if they're not, then let's do a broader doodle.
Okay. So who should bring it out?
Good night.
I'm happy just to send an email now with a doodle that I'll send right away, just at this time next week, and just put in the email that if people aren't able to make it, then we'll send an extended doodle out.
That works, doesn't it?
Okay.
Okay, then. All right, so I'll go back to sleep a little bit more. And
take another nap. Good night.
Okay. Thanks, Edmund.
Talk to you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jackie. You can now stop the recording. Thank you.
Recordings have started.
Thank you. Edmund, would you like a quick roll call on this call?
I think that'll be great.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's IDN call on Wednesday, the 9th of December, we have Edmund Chung, Avery Doria, Chuck Gomes, Eric Brunner-Williams. From staff, we have myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and Julie Headland has just joined. And apologies, we have Steve Del Bianco, Adrian Kinderuth, and Stefan van Gelder. If I could please remind you also, please to state your names when speaking. This is for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. Okay, so I think there's been, there continues to be quite some discussion on the list. This is, I think, the main discussion I want to have was just following from last week, and specifically on the issue of using a similar PLD string and what the possible next step might be. Essentially that's the main discussion could be pretty short if we just basically say we would move this whole discussion back to the council. So I guess the first question is on the topic itself, whether this is the group to talk about, and also is there any specific while I understand that this might not be, as Chuck has mentioned last time, might not be an IDN only issue, but you know, the questions are, should there be a different process for this, and are these considerations, does it make sense to have considerations for IDN GTLD specifically, because we are anticipating, well, at least I think we would be anticipating more and more of these in the future, because today we have the existing ASCII GTLDs, but in the future there will be many more ASCII GTLDs who would be looking into, who may be having the same issue. So, on those few items, I didn't really have any. I had the three items, but I didn't really have any particular order to that. I think we can just open it up for discussion. So,
am I hearing nothing, or did I fall off the call?
Oh, Aubrey, can you hear us?
It doesn't seem to. She can, Chuck.
Yeah. So it didn't sound like she heard what was being said. So let's see.
Sorry, Aubrey's just disconnected. I'm sure that she'll be dialing in again. She was actually online.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Edmund, what I was going to ask before we start the agenda that you proposed, where are we at on, are we at a stage where it is fruitless to continue to consider any sort of IDN GTLD fast track? That was the original reason for this group. It sounds like Aubrey's back. Are you back, Aubrey?
Yeah, I'm back. I was there the longest time, and it was silent, and all of a sudden it occurred to me you guys must have started, so I hung up and tried again.
Yeah, you know what? We could hear you on something, but you couldn't hear us, so I'm not sure what was going on.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, Edmund, my question is that that was the original issue that this group was formed to discuss and possibly to create a charter for that. But it's not on our agenda today, and I'm not advocating one way or the other. If there's not reasonable feelings in this group that there's anything worthwhile of pursuing some sort of a fast track, we can come to that conclusion. I'm just curious as to where we're at. So if you may want to add that on the bottom of the agenda or wherever you like.
Sure. I guess that was brought up as a discussion. The way that I added the note in the email that was sent. Perhaps we can talk about that particular note to start with. I think at least the IDN GTLD, at least fast track, was one of the premise of the discussion for sure. But it was more so, I guess my impression overall was that the basic premise of the group was to follow up with the resolutions on trying to minimize the time lag between the introduction of IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. And if there are situations where introduction of IDN GTLDs maybe you know, impeded, like this issue of confusingly similar strings, then, you know, it may be an item of interest to further the discussion as well. IDN GTLD Fast Track, it was definitely one of the things that was originally suggested, and one of the suggestions, but that might not be the only way to at least address the issue of the time lag between introduction of IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. That's sort of what I think. I guess others can.
And I, this is Chuck again. And I read your message and understand your point. And I understood it when I read it. So one of the things you're suggesting is that maybe the broader purpose for this particular group is to minimize the gap between IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. And if we accept that as a broader mission, then anything that helps to do that would fit into our objective. Am I understanding you correctly?
Correct.
That's good. That's fine.
Where my head is. I'm
curious as to where others' heads are on that. I'm okay with that. I don't have any objection to that.
Anyone else want to add?
Well, yes, I'll wait for Avery.
I was being silent.
Okay.
So you may wait a long time, Eric.
Okay. For my money, this is Eric for the transcript. For my money, the first question is to find out whether or not the no harm language still applies. That is the statements of the council that no harm from no disadvantage, excuse me, come about due to the difference in offerings of the IDN inventories from the CCs as well as from the Gs. So if we accept that language is still operative, then as Chuck said, most anything that helps us describe and perhaps reduce the inherent delays between the two, that is to manage the creation of disadvantage, is within the scope of this working group.
And this is Chuck. Like I said on our last call, I haven't seen anything in the GNSO that changed our position. The fact that the IDN CCTLDs are moving forward doesn't really, I think, change our position. So I think that's still the same. Aubrey, have you seen anything that changes that position?
No. I mean, I think it nullifies it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the GNSO having said, you know, as close as possible, and if not as close as possible, with discussion and agreement between us, I paraphrased badly, I'm sure, is obviously not the operational condition we're in. You know, they're going full steam ahead, and the GTLDs are still in a halted state. I mean, or perhaps not completely halted, but moving along slowly. I think in terms of this group, you know, I still don't know, for example, personally or NSG, and NCSG-wise, whether, you know, we think that a fast track should happen, and whether the threat, the risk of it slowing down other things is sufficiently substantial to stop it. Obviously, like in everything, there is a risk, but it may be low probability and low danger, in which case it's not a risk worth worrying about. So I think that is a council question. When you get right down to it, that this group, and it's not even a working group yet as far as I know, it's a drafting team for a charter, is for people who want to propose a charter that sort of says what you were saying. How do we reduce the gap? Now, when it gets to the council gets to say, nope, doing anything to, for one, you know, hurts the rest of us, and enough of us think so that we do not charter the group, or there's enough people that say the risk is sufficiently low that, yes, we charter the group, and this is good work you propose to do. So I think it's quite reasonable for this group. We've talked through a lot of issues. None of them have been really resolved, and those are all good fodder for proposing a working group. As I say, I don't know personally where I stand in favor of such a charter when it's written, nor where the NCSG stands on that. But it certainly seems worth it for those who think that something should really be done to propose what it is they think should really be done, get it on the table, and let people talk about something concrete.
Right. This is Edmund. And I guess today, speaking about, you know, what will be done, I think this the joint CCPLD and CCPLD group also came out of the discussion from this group. So that was sort of one outcome that you know, a concrete thing was created and council accepted. And I guess one of the things that seems to be coming up, and this ties back to the premise that I think this group should have, is to, you know, if we identify issues that might impede the introduction of IDN GTLDs, then we should propose things to do to clear the way for its introduction. And one of the things that seems to have been identified again, is the issue of confusing a similar GTLD string and the application to which, although it might not be IDN only, then, I mean, the possible next step would be, as just suggested, is for this group to suggest a resolution to council to either create a group to address that issue, or, you know, just really send it back to staff and say, you know, this is what an issue to be addressed in the CAG.
So maybe one of the, this is Chuck again, maybe one of the fundamental questions we need to try and reach consensus on is should we develop a charter then, a proposed charter for a working group that would attempt to come up with ways in which we can minimize the gap between IDN CCPLDs and IDN GTLDs. Is that where we should be headed? Is that where we want to head? I guess it's whether it should or want, or I don't know that that matters. If there's a group that wants to work on that, I think that's okay. And ultimately, the council can decide based on the input from the various stakeholder groups and other groups whether to go that route.
Sure. This is Edmund again. I guess my question is a little bit different. Rather than, you know, going so broad, perhaps to consider whether a working group should be formed to specifically look at the issue of confusing similar CLD strings, applying for confusingly similar CLD strings.
Just focusing on that one issue is what you're saying. Is that right?
Right. Chuck? That seems to be a more fruitful, that seems to be, it might be a more fruitful discussion or a fruitful charter for to be considered at this point. Yes, I think we considered different ways to minimize the time lag as a overall, a larger goal, but I don't think we have reached the point where we could make a charter to actually do that. But it seems to me that we have enough stuff to consider creating a charter for addressing the issue of confusing these simple skills, applying for them.
Well, I'll be curious to, this is Chuck again, I'll be curious to hear what Eric and Aubrey think, but I'm not sure, that, as important as I think that one issue is, I'm not sure it justifies a working group just to deal with that issue.
Well, okay. I'll go. This is Eric.
I think
What did you say, Eric?
I said I'll go first this time.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
The confusingly similar, or the intentional, as I understand it, we've been discussing the problem or the example, the hypothetical, of a single applicant bringing two or more applications which form a string contention set as defined by the ICANN evaluation process. That is, if we use the SWORD algorithm for two or more strings brought by a single applicant, we find that they form a contention set. If that is the correct statement of the problem, Edmund, feel free to tell me it's not.
Well, seems that like and also happening. existing.
Yes, well, the existing string, of course, is already present in the root. Well, as I was trying to describe in last week's call and an email on the subject, the issue of a single applicant signaling to the evaluation process that it is bringing multiple applications for strings which form a contention set and which the applicant desires not be treated as one of the set barring all others of the set from being considered and perhaps delegated to the root, assuming everything else works out. That's a problem that is not inherent. It is not restricted to IDNs. It's rather a specific instance of trying to signal between the applicants and the evaluators that there is some information that presently is not captured by the evaluation process. So that, it seems to me, even though it arose from this discussion about IDNs, is actually a general problem of evaluating independently with no dependent knowledge, no communications between applications as they're evaluated, a more general problem in the evaluation process. So it arises from IDNs, but it's really general to the evaluation process. So that's my take on the similar strings problem, which is probably incorrect.
No, I don't think anybody disagrees with that observation. In fact, I think we stated that.
Right. So now let me answer the question asked, which was, do I think that this particular team or group, this call, this email list, should write a charter around a specific purpose such as the similar strings? And my answer to that is I think that abandons the assumption that there should be no harm produced by the lack of simultaneous or near simultaneous introduction of IDNs between the CC regime and the G regime. So if we're attempting to manage the harm created, or the disadvantage created, I'm sorry, if we're trying to manage the disadvantage that is being created continuously as the Gs and the CCs differ in time for their introduction of IDN inventories, that is a much larger problem than string similarity within any two G applications for an IDN or for a non-IDN. So I'd like to see, my personal view is the charter should attempt the larger problem, which is to manage the creation of disadvantage.
Sure. I think we can definitely attempt a charter like that, and I think that's the same point that Chuck made.
Yes, it is.
And I guess my question is, what about this issue? Do we even take it back to the council or not, or should that be a completely independent discussion from this group? We've identified this issue. Do we do more on it?
If I may, Edmund, we've identified another instance of this kind of issue, that is, of two applications from a single applicant sharing a property, that is, the applicant, which is being not captured by the evaluation process, and that is the technical provider information. We have applications being considered independently with the same technical provider, and that is wasteful, or it adds cost. And just because we think about one problem doesn't mean that that's the only instance of the kind of problem that we can find we can ask the council, are they interested in communicating to staff that DAGB4 should be modified from DAGB3 on this specific issue or this specific issue in order to address the deficiencies that we've identified in the evaluation process.
Okay, but this the difference here is that there is a pretty strong statement in the recommendation, and we probably need an interpretation of that if we want to go down this road. We want a pretty clear clarification of that for the specific issue. For the issue of the technical provider, that there isn't any particular recommendation that staff might have difficulty sort of operating on.
Well, actually, staff had the proposal out in the in early 2008, and then in the middle of 2008, staff announced that ICANN made a business decision to drop pursuing the qualified technical backend and registry backend provider proposal. And as we look at the possibility that evaluating the technical provider portion of an application may be, a third of the total cost of evaluating an application. I'm just guessing because Kirk hasn't replied to my request for his guesses. If there's 100 applications or if there's several hundred applications, if a third of the time that is spent on them is wasted, that's a significant waste, a significant non-necessary cost.
This is Chuck again. I think we have to be careful about mixing two related but different issues. One of them is the efficiency of the evaluation process, which I think you're talking about right now, Eric.
Yes, I am, Chuck, and I appreciate that we can accept the inefficiency.
Well, no, I'm not advocating for I'm on the same page as you in terms of efficiency, I think. But I think that's a very different issue than the fact that the evaluation process may, as at least it's been described so far, fail to recognize situations, regardless of the efficiency issue, that may or may not be intended by the recommendation from the GNSO, depending on which one of us evaluates it.
Yes, this is true.
And so I think because they're very different, even though related, that it's better that we keep those separate. Now, there's nothing to prevent this group from going back if the group wants to and identifying the two issues, but I would do that as separate issues, not as one issue.
Hi, this is Aubrey. Can I interject some stuff?
I was hoping you would.
Likewise.
Okay, I decided to listen for a while instead of exercise my too much talking attitude. I think perhaps I'm getting confused. I think I'm hearing a whole bunch of different stuff. First of all, there's the whole IDNG fast track, which is kind of what this group was supposed to think about a charter of, and that's something that might have a policy implication. I think in terms of coming up with any charters for working groups, one needs to be coming up with a charter for a working group that has a policy implication. I don't think that the efficiency of implementation is necessarily one. I don't think that the issue of there's no space to indicate on the form that, several different applications should be seen as part of a set. I think those are interesting points that should be pointed out to the DAG writers
and, you know, and they should certainly know about them. I don't really know that there's anything for, you know, the GNSO to do about them, unless you think that the GNSO and a working group should come up with an implementation guideline for these things. And I just don't see that that is, you know, obviously I don't know, would be high in the priority. Now, on one of the things, when you were talking about the issue of the contention set plus the contention with existing, which isn't properly a contention set, but is something similar to a contention set issue, there are perhaps policy considerations, not in the fact of flagging it, but in how you deal with that. You know, the things that I started thinking about is assuming that similarity is good in a contention set that is controlled by one applicant. Well, how do you indicate that it's actually similar enough? Or perhaps that is a bogus notion. I really don't know. I just started thinking about it today. But basically, once you get into those, if you've got a contention set of five and there's an external person that has another member of that contention set, well, what does that mean, and how is that decided? How is that looked at? Those questions seem to start bumping up into some possible policy issues. They're still not specifically IDN fast-track issues, so I think you'd have to go to the council and say, hey, you know, while talking about IDN fast-track, we also saw these other problems that we kind of like to, you know, work on some more, but we figured we ought to tell you about. And in terms of this particular group, I think Edmund is right. The group has already had, a drafting team has already had one success, which was drafting the JIG charter. Does this group see an opportunity to draft another charter, which is some form of IDN fast track? I think if it can't, then either it does do that or it doesn't, but then this drafting team is sort of done. And perhaps getting blessing for this drafting team to continue working on the other problem, which is a very interesting problem, is a reasonable thing. I guess that's my 3 cents.
One question, Avery, and also to Chuck and Edmund. Whatever became of the JIG?
It's just starting, as far as I can tell. It was waiting for the CNSO to finish.
Right, and it was waiting for the staff report on those two issues, and I haven't caught up that. So I think the group is looking at the report right now that came out from staff and see if there's you know, what the other things that we need to do about that report, and also there were a couple of other items that were identified as common interest items. So from there.
And this is Chuck, and the staff report actually spent a lot of time on two of the issues that the JIG is considering, and so you probably haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I had sent you a message, Edmund, just getting your opinion before the council meeting, because this will probably be talked about, to how the JIG may consider the staff report and the suggestions that they make in that report on variants and on single and two-character names.
Right. I did get your email. I haven't had a chance to...
That's okay. The JIG, and my understanding, in case those on this call aren't aware of it, is that in a status report from Olga, is that the CCNSO is about to select a co-chair for the JIG. So.
Chuck, who's the co-chair for the JIG from the GNSO?
I think it's Edmund, is it not? Edmund?
That's what I think. I think that's what. Okay, so back to this particular question. I guess it seems like what I'm hearing is that we should, at the next council meeting, we should bring out the issue of confusing some of the string, and ask the council whether, you know, we this group could create a ask the council what the next steps are. Seems like we don't really want to discuss what the next steps are, but just that the council discuss what the next steps are. And one of the possibilities might be just to tell the staff that this is an issue. The other might be to say, you know, we form a new group to look into this. And if we do look into forming a new group, then whether this group could help come up with a charter. Does that summarize?
This is Chuck. Let me jump in from my council role from that perspective. And first of all, I think asking the council to make a decision, you've got to give them enough of something that they can make a rational decision on. So I think it would be incumbent upon this group to work together to develop a concise statement of the problem we've identified, maybe with even containing various ways of looking at the problem, but one that we're all comfortable with that we give to the council. Otherwise, it's going to be very hard for the council, I think, to make a decision, because they're not going to be tuned into the problem like we are. And by the way, Aubrey, I thought you what you shared really hit the nail on the head pretty well. And so if there is the possibility, whether it be this working group or some other one, that the council decides to create to further examine this issue, but we need to clearly articulate what the issue is, what the problems are that we've identified, so that the council can hopefully make a rational decision on that. So I guess what I'm saying is that what would be good for us in that regard in the next few days or weeks, whatever it takes us, to try and come up with a draft, a statement that we would all be comfortable with submitting to the council. And I think we're past the time where we can get that done before the 17 December council meeting, but there is a council meeting on 7 January that we could shoot for.
Okay, I guess, I want to echo Chuck's comment. I think I totally agree with your analysis earlier on. But on this particular issue, my question is even whether people want to talk about drafting any statement to the, because we've spent the last 40 minutes on the topic, and it seems like we keep getting distracted. That might be an issue because our main thought is on IDN BCLD. So that's really the question. Do we even? I don't know whether right now punting it back to the council could just clear the way. And I guess my next point is that if we just pass this back to the council, then I seem to hear it loud and clear that I think we will draft another version of the charter for IDN GCLD fast track, and just talk about it. If we can't come to any conclusion, then we should wrap this whole discussion up.
Hi, this is Avery. I pretty much agree. I think that this other issue that we've gotten totally distracted by is really an important one for the council to have seen, heard about, and think about. What happens next with it is another thing. But there's obviously an issue here. There's obviously application intent. There's obviously, a hole in the process that all of us don't think has been thought about enough, and we all think about differently. So I didn't think it should be dropped on the floor. I really do think what Chuck said, and whether it's, for the 7th, just sort of a statement of, we went down this dark alley, and these are the things we saw in that alley, and, at some point you guys may want to send some people to investigate and do that so that it's not lost.
And that, then, yes, you're right. Come up with the, with, you know, come up with a charter. The people that wanted to do IDN, GTLD, Fast Track, you know, put it on the line. Say, yep, we want to do it. These are the issues. You know, this is what we want the charter to say. Bless it, or, you know, don't, but put us out of our misery.
And if in our, this is Chuck again, if our paper to the, and I'm thinking of a short paper, but a paper to the council identifies the problem well enough, that becomes the basis for the task that the, that any possible working group would form. And so...
This is on the confusing similar issue you were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because I think Aubrey's right. This is an issue that has possible policy implications, and so it does fit. If we're right on that, then it does fit the category of the need for a working group. And but again, for the council to be able to make some sort of a decision on this, they need to understand the problem. So I think it would be good use of our time on our list in the next few days to maybe just start off brainstorming. Okay, what are the elements of the problem? I've heard some good articulation of that on this call. Eric, you made a statement that I thought, you know, there are situations that the current guidebook doesn't really address. What are the questions that need to be answered? And probably all of us can contribute to those just in a email brainstorming session. And then it'll be a matter of, you know, one or two of us, you know, pulling that together into a draft and then getting some concurrence from the rest of the team members.
Hi, this is Aubrey. Can I offer sort of a counter suggestion?
Sure.
I think we've already had the brainstorming. I think we've been brainstorming about this, and I think that's one of the things that Edmund said. It's been distracting us for the last week or so. I think if one of us were to take a first crack at actually writing it down, and then we basically did a text edit, you know, someone were to, and I'm not volunteering, someone were to take a crack at basically explaining this issue in simple language, you know, and getting it down there, then we could go from that. And we could sort of stop discussing it until we had seen how well it could be captured. The only reason I say I'm not volunteering is because I've got free writing things that people are already yelling me to finish. So, but and because to continue talking about it now, I think we've pretty much talked it through other than, you know, we've gotten totally lost in this alley. We know what's in there. And you know, it's a long discussion to take it further. So my suggestion would be if one of us is willing to take a crack at writing it up, and then we can just do edit passes on it with the full group to get it to where it's a coherent statement.
And by the way, Aubrey, this is Chuck again. I support that totally if we can find somebody to do it. I have to be careful about volunteering, too, because of my workload. But I wasn't suggesting that we start discussing it when I said brainstorming. I was talking about, okay, what are the ideas that we probably already mentioned? Let's pull them together. And if one person can do that, and then the rest of us can chime into that, that's a great approach, in my opinion.
Chuck, this is Eric. I thought you meant me when you, but then when you said simple, then I knew you were speaking about someone else.
Well, Eric, if you make it more complicated, we can simplify it. So if you are volunteering,
sure.
Yeah, you do your best to be simple, and then we'll make it simpler.
Okay.
Because we are simple. No, that's a good approach.
Actually, we're not, but there are others who are.
Yeah, and we need to keep it at, we can work that part out. That's just a matter of cleaning it up. If you're willing to draft the main points, the main questions that have been raised in our discussions and so forth, I think we can work the clean up the document to satisfy the needs of the council.
On the confusingly similar question.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's great.
Right. And I think what recommends you also is that you were the one that used proper terminology, like contention set and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
sorry.
As much as possible where you can use the common terminology with the DAG that makes it understandable, I think that's useful.
That's excellent. And that's one of the things that caught my attention, Eric, when you said this whole idea of the contention set. That resonated with me, and I think it will with the broader community as we move this forward.
Yeah, and it goes to the policy issue of whether or not there's a single winner in a contention set, regardless of the mechanism used to allocate. To decide who the winner is. Right now, it's a contention set has only one survivor, and we're making the claim that there should at least be two, possibly more.
Okay.
Edmund, you've been quiet while we've all been talking. Where are you at on all this?
It's great. I mean, that Eric is taking is volunteering for it. I guess there. Two things I want to say. One is that as we go down this path, at least four of us here talking, because Eric will be proposing it, I want to make sure that I'm guessing that people would again be a bit confused, as in, you know, is this the IDNG CLD fast track issue that we're talking about, and try to and be confused about that. We should just clarify to people that this is a slightly separate thread, and then I guess my job is in the next couple of days to try to come up with actual statements of the charter for a IDN GCLD track, whether it's fast or not, and we'll get on that.
Chuck again, and I thought Avery said it pretty well, that this is. The way you said it, I like, Avery, in that you said, you know, in our work in looking at a fast track, or however we want to word it, you know, we came across this issue that we want to bring to the Council of the Attention. That's a separate issue.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I guess that's really it for today.
We decided stuff. We actually decided
yeah.
stuff.
That's right. Now, it's Chuck again, and it seems to me that assuming that we're able to make some progress in the next 7 days, that it probably would be helpful to have a call again next week, but it'd sure be good if we could get a couple people that haven't been able to participate on this that in some cases have had differing views, so that we get their perspective as well, and so that they hopefully will understand what we're doing.
It would probably also be good, since there's so few of us on this call, for somebody like our chair to sort of write up, you know, what we decided as the two actions coming out of this, so, you know, they know.
Okay, yeah, I'll summarize. It should be pretty simple that we're doing these two things, and, you know, Eric has volunteered for the contention set discussion, and I'll get on with this starter that we're supposed to be working on.
And then if there's contention on the list about, well, why are you doing these two things, I think those of the rest of us that are, you know, participated in getting here can chime in and say the same things we said here.
Agreed.
So I think that sort of brings us to wrap for today.
Very cool.
And so is there going to be a doodle for next week? Maybe we start off with the same time and see if, like, Stefan and Adrian might be available next week. If not, my suggestion would be we try some other times to try and see if we can fit them in. If we can't, we can't, but...
Is this a regular registrar thing they've got?
I don't know.
Are we running up against a regular registrar meeting?
It's definitely not weekly. It's a regular registrar thing. But because this time was chosen by a previous doodle, and I sort of suggested the same time of the week, but this time it coincided with the risk.
Well, let's first find out whether that's available for them next week, and then we can go from there.
Right, I'll ask Glenn to get go forward with a doodle and try to figure out the time for calling.
Gisela, are you still on?
Absolutely. We've provisionally got this time penciled in for next week, just because I need to just make sure that you have a slot with the number of doodles and calls we've got at the moment. So I've provisionally got this time in, but I'm very happy to send out a doodle. Would you like next Wednesday and see what available slots we've got?
Well, let's first of all, I think it's best for us, first of all, to find out, will this slot work? You know, it looks okay to me for next week. I already kind of penciled it in for me. I don't know what others have done. But we really need to find out whether it works for those that haven't been able to make any of our calls. So why don't we – do people agree with that? Let's check to see if they're available next week at this time.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then if they're not, then let's do a broader doodle.
Okay. So, who should bring it out?
Good night.
I'm happy just to send an email now with a doodle that I'll straight away, just for this time next week, and just put in the email that if people aren't able to make it, you know, then we'll send an extended doodle out.
That works, doesn't it?
Yeah, work.
Okay, then.
All right, so I'll go back to sleep a little bit more and
take another nap. Good night.
Okay. Thanks, Edmund.
Talk to you all. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Thank you, Jackie. You can now stop the recording. Thank you. Jackie?
Thank you for calling the Digital Replay Service.